Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas 2014 from your son, David. I'm sitting here in the conference room at Swiss America in Phoenix, Arizona. Lots of good memories this year. A lot of good things have happened. It was so great to see you, Leoma and I, and we look forward to getting back up there with Breda. God is good. It's been a good year. And by the grace of God, we'll see you again soon in early 2015. Meanwhile, I wanted to, along with the songs that I put on the recorder for you to listen to and hopefully bring back and stir good memories from the past. I know I certainly have good memories. I remember listening to Jimmy Dean sing, "You load 16 tons, what do you get?" I remember listening to that as a young child in bed going to sleep. And the comfort and security knowing that you were enjoying your life and that you had quiet time after Kevin and I went to bed at night, listening to your favorite music. And so I tried to put together as many of the different songs and hopefully that you enjoy them. But I did want to include one more song. It's a song from me. It's a song that kind of summarizes my 40 years of being a Christian and what it means. We discuss it twice a week in our company prayer meeting. We discuss various different devotionals, subjects like the importance of becoming like children, the importance and power of serving others, many, many topics. And in this small, humble group that's now been going over 20 years, we really appreciate the fact that God speaks through all of us. And so we come each with a song, hymn, spiritual song, scripture. And it's like church at work. It's great. It's fantastic. It's a blessing. One of the recent devotionals was talking about the finger of God. And out of Exodus, where, of course, the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai and gave him tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God, it says in Exodus 31:18. And I was thinking about how when we become Christians, he writes the laws of God in our heart. And they're laws not so much of commandments not to do things, but rather found 10 rules for God's kingdom that discuss this new available life that we have in Christ. And he simplifies all of the law, all of the rules, into his 10 rules of his kingdom. This is straight out of Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 10, and also Luke 10:27.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who seek righteousness, they will be filled. These are his commandments, of God's kingdom. Love God with your whole heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. These are his commandments. These are the rules of God's kingdom. God with your whole heart, love your neighbor as
as yourself. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, children of God. Blessed are those persecuted, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. These are his commandments, the rules of God's kingdom. Love God with your whole heart, love your neighbor as yourself. These are his commandments, the rules of God's kingdom. Love God with your whole heart, love your neighbor as yourself. One more time. These are his commandments, the rules of God's kingdom. Love God with your whole heart, love your neighbor as yourself. These are his commandments, these are his commandments, these are his commandments. We love you.